at the top of this defense? What do you think?
When I think about Dom, I'm definitely going to miss him. He was a guy I came in with, a guy I put all my trust into, a guy I looked up to. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's going to be missed around his locker room. You know, you can look back and say, you know, I've been seeing a lot of tweets and stuff about Dom being out of here before he's actually out of here, but no one really talked about Dom when 2010 when they won the Super Bowl. You know, you said it was a top five defense, but they had a lot of caliber, you know, players on their team. We didn't really talk about him in 2014, 2015. I don't think it was Dom. You ask me. I think it was the guys that were around him, the talent he had, you know, what we had to put on the field and what we had to work with. So when you look at numbers, you can't just look at Dom. You know, Dom has a job to make calls, and we have to go out there and perfect it. And, you know, when things don't get done, things get glorified a lot. And I think that's what it was coming to. You know, unfortunately, like I said, I'm going to miss Dom a lot, but I got to put my first foot forward and keep it moving.
This is a draft-to-develop team, and you've got so many kids playing early. When it gets late in season, injuries hit, you're leaning on kids to win big games and get you into playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. You know, we go from, you know, our starters to basically, you know, free agent players. You know, and sometimes that can hurt us, as we've seen, you know, through the years that I've been here. Is that, you know, we don't have the guys behind us like we had Jared Bush when I was here as a rookie. You don't have the Micah Hyde that can step in. You don't have the Chris Benjos or the Sean Richardson that can step in and, you know, be held accountable. And I think that's the biggest thing we're missing.
You talked about the defense the last year. So what do you think happened?
I just think it's really been injuries, I believe. You know, the guys that are capable of playing and know exactly what they're doing and, you know, who you can always depend on. I think it's been injuries the most, you know, that has hurt this defense a lot, and you know, kind of made Dom play conservative. You know, try to make the perfect call in order for us to stay safe and try to make it, you know, to the end of the game and hold teams a certain amount of points. But unfortunately, man, things didn't just work out this year. You know, I think it leans back to injuries.
What do you guys think you need to improve the most defensively next year?
Easy. Just holding everybody accountable, making sure that everybody knows their assignment, make sure everybody knows what they're doing. And not always trying to wait till the last minute to fix things. You know, we dodged a lot of bullets this year, and unfortunately, the ones that we wanted to dodge, we couldn't dodge. You know, and like I said, when we have to win ball games, we have to win the ones that we were promised to win. We can't wait till week, you know, 15 and 16 in order to figure out what can we do mentally as a team to win ball games around here. You know, I think the most important thing on this team is winning ball games. When you don't do that, everything gets glorified under the light. And you know, people show you weaknesses. You know, people talk about you, and you just got to bounce back the right way.
McCarthy talked about filling Dom internally, his position internally. Is there anyone you feel like the guys would really get behind jumping into that position?
They better get behind whoever come in this building. You know, it's a job. We all got a job to do. I don't care if we're 0-15. You know, we got a job to do. We're expected to do it to an ability. And guys got to step up and do it. It ain't about us. You know, we all got jobs. We all get paid to do this. This is what we love to do. And, you know, we just got to hold guys accountable.
What do you look for as a player? What do you look for in a general manager? What kind of cues do you take from someone in that role?
To be honest, I don't look at all that, man. I come in to play ball. I keep my eyes. I control what goes on in this locker room, and that's about it. Anything that goes up the stairs, I have no clue what it's like to be a general manager. I don't know what his role is. You know, that's not my job. So I just do my job and do what I'm told to do and, you know, try to be the best at it.
What has it meant to you to play with this group of guys, this 2017 club?
You know, it just showed us a lot. You know, it showed us, you know, how close we can come when we don't have 12 on the field and the things we need to do as a whole and not always depend on one guy to get things done. 2017 is over with, and, you know, all I can do is look forward to 2018.
Kyle, this is a team known for stability, obviously. What have the last couple of days been like for players, given, obviously, all the changes that are coming?
I'm sorry, say it again?
What have the last couple of days been like for players, given all the changes that are coming?
All you got to do is worry about if you're going to be in this building or not, and you go from there. You know, all the changes that are going on upstairs, we have no control of that. So all I can say is we can control what we control and, you know, keep the thing going.
Is change easy or is it tough?
It's easy for me. You know, if I'm here, I'm here. If I'm not, I'm not. You know, I just got to keep going and move forward.